This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says it will respond to Iran's weekend attack despite growing international calls to step back. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Israel's defense chief says it's considering the next step, but says there will be a response without giving details. Israel is under heavy international pressure not to respond and further escalate the conflict. From Washington,
strength and wisdom need to be the same sides, the different sides of the same coin.
To London,
all sides must show restraint.
To Tehran itself, with Iran saying it does not want to escalate Mideast tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A bakery in Gaza City has started operating for the first time in 6 months with aid from the World Food Program, providing desperately needed food in a part of the territory where UN-backed report has warned of imminent famine. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Abdul Rahman al-Jadba scored a bag of bread for his family. He says he had been forced to feed his children bread made with flour mixed with sand.
Our feeling after bread became available, it brought some sense of relief to be able to feed these children.
Israel has faced increased international pressure to let more aid into the Gaza Strip since it targeted an aid convoy on April 1st, killing international relief workers. The World Food Program says it's been using a new coordinated route to get aid into northern Gaza. It says it was able to make its first delivery to the bakery on Saturday with enough flour to make 14,000 bread parcels a day.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked roadways in Illinois, California, New York states, and the Pacific Northwest on a Monday, shutting down travel into some busy areas. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports aid requests for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan may finally be making their way to the U.S. House floor.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for votes this week on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us.
Johnson plans to hold four separate votes on the package and leaves open the possibility of significant changes from the $95 billion aid package the Senate passed in February. But he's facing outright rebellion from conservatives. House Democrats could be open to helping Johnson and may even be agreeable to some Republican measures being discussed, such as providing some Ukraine aid as loans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Tuesday said he would discuss a just peace in Ukraine with Chinese President Xi Jinping as the two leaders met in Beijing. He said, "My meeting with President Xi will also focus on how we can contribute more to just peace in Ukraine," Scholz said in a post on social media platform X, adding that there had been an intensive exchange between the government since his last visit to China. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's current and presumptive presidential nominee, his historic hush money trial got underway. The first day ended without any jurors being picked. AP correspondent Michael Sisek reports the jury selection effort is moving slowly.
A panel of 96 Manhattan residents was brought into court for the beginning of jury selection in Donald Trump's criminal trial. Quickly, that was whittled to about a third. As the judge asked jurors if they could be fair and impartial, more than 50 raised their hands. And then nine more exited the courtroom after they said they couldn't serve for other reasons.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the U.S. state of Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice orders Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that still will be able to obtain care. The court's three liberal justices would have kept the law on hold. A federal judge in Idaho had blocked the law in its entirety, saying that it was necessary to do so to protect the teens. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.